amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Angie is a spiritual medium and intuitive coach who helps people heal and find clarity and peace after the loss of a loved one. With 30 years of experience, she brings enlightenment, education, and entertainment to her show on News for the Soul every second Friday of the month. Let's welcome Angie back to News for the Soul.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Angie's Intuition with me, Angie Bell. I'm so happy that if you're the first timer, welcome. If you're coming back, thank you for coming back. I'm here today and to have a conversation with my special guest, Claudia Saarinen, angelic medium, intuitive coach. And we are so excited to just talk about how to instantly shift our energy. There's a lot of energy going on around here right now. There's a lot of shifts happening. And so sometimes we might find ourselves in that negative energy. So we're going to talk a little bit of how to raise our vibrations. So really excited to see what positive things we can do to make those shifts happen and manifest more positive things in our life. You know, you have the power within you, and so some to transform your mind, body, and soul. So we're just here to give you some positive conversation, some tips, and instant ways to just change that mindset and energy shifts. Because I know, right, and I'm not saying here today, it's not to say that when there are you have to be 100% positive all the time. No, that's not it. But how can we change that, and how can we get into that space quickly? So before we start, I always like to just have you all take a moment to take a breath and drop in, and we're going to set that intention for this beautiful time that we have. And so just if you get a chance, close your eyes, get comfortable. If you're not, just keep your eyes open, just take a nice breath in. And our intention is to fill this in time with compassion, with love, joy, and possibilities, with a greater understanding to how to raise our vibration, to create and dream a life bigger, to follow the flow, to show up, and to hold space for others as well, to learn and to grow and to heal. So I just want to collectively recognize that raising our energies can positively create the reality we want to have and the courage to be able to dream them. And so it is. So I want to welcome in Claudia. Please come on in and say hello, Claudia, to this wonderful group that we have here today.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and thank you so much, Angie, for having me over. I'm so happy and excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's always a pleasure to have you, Claudia. This is the second time you've been here with me, so we've had a wonderful conversation the last time we did, and today we'll also, after our conversation, we will take a few callers and emails to full cards, and in the intention of positive shifts, and so what more do you need to know? And that is really exciting. So the first part of it today, you know, just talking about how we stay positive and how, you know, really the law of attraction is stronger than gravity. And I wanted you to, you know, we're both in that frame of mind. I know that we are. But just wanting to talk about how important it is to keep in a positive frame. One of the things is just realizing that what you put out to the universe, what you put out energetically, is always what you're going to receive back. Do you agree with this?
100%. And we hear this everywhere. And sometimes mm-hmm. we just don't realize how powerful that law it is. And and where are we putting our energy into? I was talking to my daughter the other day. If you are focusing into the things that you do not want, that's exactly what you're going to manifest, because your energy, it is right there. So if we focus instead of what we really want, then we are sending the energy into the right direction, because the universe will hear every single signal that we send.
Isn't that the truth? And sometimes we kind of forget about that, and it's not, and like the law of attraction, you know, 24/7, it's always listening. So it's really important that we need to show up, and how we show up every day. And of course, it's not going to be, we're not going to be 100% in the positive thing. And I don't want to, we don't want to talk about, you know, toxic positivity, because that's not reality. But if we can take a moment and really just shift, maybe even as often as you can when you catch yourself, right? And so I find out that how you show up every day really will determine what will happen. So what do you do that you do on a regular basis, and you can to shift your thoughts and your to get into that higher vibration?
For me, it's one of the keys, like you said, sometimes we just go through the days and we are humans and we get caught up into so many things. But when you got yourself, it's a good sign. It's like, okay, I got myself into this not so positive thinking, for instance, and we just change it right there. And I'll share in a moment, what do I do? But first thing in the morning, I try to every morning before I get out of bed, I will set an intention, mm-hmm. saying something like, you know, I would allow nothing but good thoughts for me today, and I would allow nothing but good vibes to be around me. And I do this as my daily routine. And when I got myself into this spiral, sometimes I will stop doing what I'm doing, whether it's the dishes or laundry or anything. It's just step outside, go for a walk, and perhaps sometimes I will play with my dog, go for a good swim, go singing, dancing, ABCs with my three-year-old. I think that works too. Those little moments, those are the ones to help to change again the whole thing, and then you feel again with more clarity.
Absolutely. And being intentional on how you show up, and, you know, good or bad, you know, just, or in the in between, just trying to make that choice. So I know that, you know, if you're feeling like you're in that moderately to lower level energy, you know, you're kind of doubtful, and you might sort of have a general negativity going, you know, negativity going on. And perhaps maybe you're talking about other people and not in a great, and not in a positive way. So what I find is that when you find yourself in those moments, you sort of attract that same kind of energy to you, isn't that so? And so when you, like you're saying, when you raise your vibration by trying to be more optimistic and hopeful and happy, then what you're doing is really creating that energetic match that you want to come back into to you, right? The big thing for me that I learned over the years is that it's one thing to say something. It's one thing to, you know, I do believe that you believe it until you fake it till you make it, sometimes what you hear. But what I also believe is that if you need to feel it and release any doubt of what you want and then you will attract more. So you may say something like, I am happy, I'm happy, but you need to actually feel it and believe it and just get yourself and shift that energy in your body. So no one's immune to being in a slump. You know, we all are, and you know, we might feel frustration and guilt and shame and sadness, but it's just how we can reframe our thoughts and come out of that and choose to be in that higher vibration. So when you feel it, it's really important. So I'd like to talk about what kinds of things that people are, how you can just instantly sort of take yourself out of that space. And I'm not saying you don't need to feel, and I'm sure Claudia would agree that if you're having frustrations, you know, maybe sit in that feeling for a moment, or if you're having some guilties or what that is, it's you know, honor yourself to feel it for the moment and then consciously shift that energy. And it is really important for you to, you know, not sort of mask or let those feelings, you know, push them down. Isn't that right, Claudia?
That's right. Honoring your feelings, I think that's the key. And letting this energy move through you and eventually just releasing it, not letting it stay in you, it is that. Again, that's part of being human as well too, right? I think what you were saying, that, you know, making a conscious decision and how we want to feel and what is it that we want to experience, that is the key. When we set that intention and, you know, how we want to experience our life, that is the importance. And when you talk about the emotions and feeling it, all of that gets, you know, in our cells, in our memory cells. So when we have, you know, these therapies, you know, like the tapping therapies, you know, and then you have the positive thinking and all that, because that's how our brains and our emotions will record everything. So when we feel happy and something that you like to do, for instance, I like to dance, and, you know, if I hear music, I automatically will take me to that specific moment because I know that I like it, makes me feel happy. So just being conscious of those things and how we are presented to ourselves into the world, like you were saying, is so important. I try to make a conscious thinking and to say, okay, when I'm sharing something, what am I about to say? Is it going to help someone? Is it going to be good for everyone? What is this bringing to the table?
Yeah.
And I try to do that as my part of my routine, and that will keep me in the moment. But, again, if we feel that we lost that little control, we just go back again inside and just ask ourselves, okay, how's everything in me?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So really what you're saying too is that we're responsible for all of it. So we have that choice. We're responsible to how we're feeling. And so a good question to ask, I would say, is like, how optimistic are you? And sort of think about that for a moment. And sort of maybe you could be able to start to shift the paradigm that you're living in, and to find shift and to find that joy. And one of those things that I find really, really helpful and sort of to step out of that is to find the gratitude in your life. And for me, on a daily basis, I do not miss a day. I may miss one part of the day, but morning and night, I always like to give my gratitude. So the things I already have, and you may have heard this 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, but it's always something that if you're hearing it again and it resonates with you, very, very important to bring that into your practice. Because gratitude, I believe, is... gratitude brings you joy. Joy does not bring you gratitude. It's just kind of that feeling. So what, even the smallest things we can choose to make ourselves happy. So one of my great gratitudes is that I'm so grateful to have a place to live and a beautiful home over my head. So that's one of my gratitudes. I'm grateful that I, for tiny things like a great cup of coffee or, you know, things that are small, that being able to walk out my door to my backyard. A lot of people don't have that gift. So we are so responsible for that. So choose to be in that higher vibration and finding that shift. So I wanted to just say, you know, you said you love to dance. Well, for me, it's like throwing on music. There's an instant thing that you can do in a second. Stepping outside the door, the gratitude that you have for that. The moment that you sort of feel like you have to shift and move your body, right? And so I'm giving everyone permission today, if you haven't already, to stand up right now and just shake it out. Just shake it out and set a new goal to be fun, have fun and be silly and so that you can attract more. you know, see what others who are having, you know, feeling like they're joyful, what are they doing? Are they having fun? And I think that is a super instant key to shifting that energy. I know that watching your kids, I'm sure, gives you joy and gratitude, and you see how quickly they do that as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think this is the, and that's contagious, right? The more joyful we are, that is contagious. And if we are like this, making this moment for us, someone will see that and they will do the same thing. And as the balance, it is like giving and receiving, right? So exactly what we send to the universe. If you're dancing, if you're having a good time, even if you are in the most stressful moment, perhaps, is when you need to do those things, because then you will gain clarity in what is it that you need to do. You will have more clear mind to make bigger decisions as well. You bring your frequency up, and therefore you can, the universe will bring you what you really want in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as long as you believe it and you can feel it, that is, like we said, so key. And then you can reframe it. And so that is the greatest thing for all of us, is that, you know, take a wake, I'm going to say a wake because I meant to say a walk or a hike. That's so funny. Anyhow, it's, you know, getting yourself out of the space. So if you're in a, and you've been working too long, even just step out of your office, get out, take a drink of water, move your body is what we're saying. So instantly changing and shifting your energy. And makes so much of a difference. Well, Claudia, I know that we can continue on with this conversation and talk about all these things that, and you and I would also agree on this, is like, talk to your angels and your spirit family. Like, angels are right there. They're help, you know, if you feel like you're just, you know, you need a little extra energy or a boost, ask them to send you some energy and some shift. And to help you shift, or talk to them about giving you as a sign of what should I be doing next? Maybe they'll throw on that big musical song that, you know, you hadn't heard for a long time. So I know that I'm going to give you one tool, and Claudia, I'm going to ask you this. So one of my coaches, Eloise Eaton, she gave me this to help with my instantly shifting my vibration. And so the question is, what was the last thing that made you smile? So what is that? What was the last thing that made you smile?
The last thing that made me smile, that was my daughter just being so funny. Just, you know, those one of those things that just laughing, and it was silly, but it was just fun, and you just kind of forget about everything. At least that was for me, but I'm sure for everyone it will be something different. I just would like to add very briefly here that when you ask about the angels, you know, the angels, sometimes we feel that they might want to say something complicated when we ask for guidance what to do, but perhaps you are really hearing, just go outside for a walk, and that's your answer to all of your questions, and there you can find the fun moment for you.
Absolutely. So, yeah, those small things. So if you, and what I would say is that you hold that moment for you, like you said, and this, if you get into that place and you're like, oh, I'm just frustrated and don't know if this is going to work, and bring that moment forward, it'll always bring a smile to your face. So another instant.
What was your last moment for you that made you laugh?
Oh, the last moment for me. Oh my gosh, good question.
I put you on the spot.
It actually was kind of a moment last night. I was outside. It was really warm in our area. And last night I took one of our chairs, put it in the middle of the lawn in the evening, like dark. And I put my feet, there was lots of dew on the grass. And one of those moments just made me smile with gratitude. The dew on my feet cooling me down and looking up at the stars made me feel like a kid again. When I was a kid, when, you know, you lay on the grass versus sitting in a chair, and just really taking that in. And I really sat in that moment, and it made me smile and made me just feel like a kid again. So that's That was my moment. Thank you for asking that. That's awesome. Well, I have a, looks like we have a lot of callers coming in here. We've got some emails that have come in, and Nicole is saying that we have a request to pull some cards. So let's take a moment, and we have Barb from Ontario, Anne from Boston, Maria from New York, and Michelle from Ontario. And then we have a special request from Brenda Malott in Iowa, and we know Brenda. So let's take a moment and pull out our cards. So with all this in mind, with our intention of positive attraction and law of attraction, bring your questions to us. So, and you can call in or email us as you have, but the call-in number here is 646-595-4274 or email ontheair@telus.net. What I'm going to do, Claudia, why don't you pull a card for Barb in Ontario? There's no specific question or focus, so this is what's in her highest good and for her, okay?
That's right. What does Barb need to know today on her highest good? What is the message from the angel? And for you, Barb, they talk about express your creativity. And the angels are recognizing that you have so much energy right now and you feel like you would like to do something, you would like to create something. So let that flow, whatever that might be for you, painting, singing, dancing, all of that, you will express some inspiration for others. And it is a great opportunity for you to share your talents. So go for it. Just let this energy flow. This is the time for you to bring your true self and to the world and share it with the world. Hopefully this is helpful for you. And thank you for calling.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Barb, hope that resonates with you. So I'm going to pull a card for Anne in Boston. So I've got Anne coming in here. Let me just take a moment. Yeah. Wow. This is a beautiful card. What I'm using is the Spiritual Animal deck from Colette Baron-Reed. I love her graphics and her cards. And the card that comes up is a wonderful card. It's called the Chameleon. So here we are. And the chameleon shares her gift with you today to prepare for changes that will greatly benefit you. So outer conditions are you're changing, and you're required to come up into harmony with them so you can co-create your greatest dreams. So be ready to expect some changes in your life coming. Very good. And as I'm saying that, keep that intention of good energy coming your way. Because it'll come in handy as you determine what is the best way for you to move into this change, and as well as maintaining your integrity and keeping your balance and all of this. So this is a fortunate time for you, a lucky time for you, and act as if it has already happened, or as if you until you feel that it's all moving in your direction. So if you have something that you've been working on or looking forward to or already had set that intention, I have feel that this is really, this card tells you that you may make a change or maybe some adapting, I guess, with the chameleon, right? There's an adaptation card. And just to really to learn about how to dance with others and how to make transition easy for yourself. So really wonderful card, Anne. So thank you so much for your request. I hope that resonates with you. Okay, so we've got Maria from New York. Claudia, why don't you do that one as well?
Absolutely. Okay, Maria. Let's see. The guidance for you today. What do you need to know for the highest good, Maria? Right, so actually, I am using the Angel Prayers cards from Kyle Gray, and these are beautiful cards too. The card that comes from for you is the Divine Physician Archangel Raphael. Just know that there is so much light for you at all levels, from your physical, mental, and spiritual. And know that you are going to be okay, and there is this protection in you. So if you can just visualize yourself in the light of Archangel Raphael and just releasing and anything that is in your energy field, in your body, just to dissolve in the light with gentleness and ease, and just everything will be restored. And you are having that support, so there is healing at all levels. And as well, trusting that you have worthy friends with you. So from the other side and right here on the physical, know that you can trust the people that are surrounding you, and just make sure that you are acknowledging the people that are stepping for you, giving you the hand, giving you the extra help that you are needing at this moment. And so just call your angels and ask if you don't know how to sometimes tune in, just to show you the way, show you the guidance that you need to know. Ask them in the morning, what do I need to know today? And trust that they will bring that to you in many different forms. Either you will hear someone talking, or you could definitely hear a song, or animal signs, butterflies, all of that stuff. So if you want to get your confirmation, but know that you are absolutely protected. I really hope this resonates with you, Maria, and we send you lots of hugs.
Oh, what a great message for her. Very nice. Thank you so much, Claudia. I love those positive affirmations and some direction to work with her angels. I love that. And so Michelle from Ontario, we're going to just do this back and forth for a moment. And so Michelle from Ontario. And now if you want to, again, call in, I should probably, before I move forward, it's 646-595-4274, or email us on theair@telus.net. Okay, so I'm going to just take, as we do that, focusing on for Michelle. And there's a flying card for you out of the same deck, and also very good card. Yeah, flies out of the deck, and it's the hawk spirit. I love working with the animals because there's so much. There's signs that come with these beautiful animals. They might be in your own area. You might see a hawk today. So know that is something for you to pay attention to. So when hawk spirit shows up, it's to let you know, let spirit be your guide, your spirit and your angels. And it's just flying high above the land. The hawk sees both the picture and the small details, observing the rain and the pond as well as the clouds. And it doesn't miss anything. So really, just this really is called for you to pay attention to what is happening around you and the messages from spirit. So listen from your intuition. I want you to really keep your eyes open and watch for synchronicities. I see this card here, there's a lot of meaningful coincidences and synchronicities. It just doesn't happen for no reason. So it's not to dismiss the signs that spirit are sending you. It's asking not to dismiss the signs that spirit is sending you to guide you. So you may, again, you're hearing this, and now if you're listening and any of these messages makes sense to you, just really know it's also for you. It really is a shared experience here. So just know that if you're hearing the same words or songs or coming across the same symbol here, there, and in the strangest places, perhaps that there's something in there pertaining to you that you need to just pay attention to. It could be like even a license plate. I know that finding that a message in a license plate or what repetitive numbers like 111 for me, the angel numbers, and 1111, which I love doing my 1111 weekdays. Pay attention to the animals that appear in front of you and connect with a symbolism. So spirit wants to communicate with you and reaches out again and again. And when that particular hawk spirit comes, it is a sign to listen. So I hope that brings you a some insight to what you need to be doing in this next few, in this next while. So pay attention to those. I know that you will be absolutely surprised. And first off, you might, I really think, you know, the positivity thing is believe it and feel it. When you see it the third time, you know you're on the right track. Oh, gosh, isn't that the truth, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is wonderful. So now we do have, and it's a request for both of us, Claudia, from Brenda. So let's both pull a card for Brenda and see what she needs to know today. Okay, so you and I'll let you go first, and then I will follow.
Sounds good. Hello, Brenda, and thank you for your request. And let's see what the angels have for you today. What do you need? What is your guidance for today? Oh, the good one is coming.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I just like when they jump, like, that's the best, we know that that's the right one.
But, that's right. It's so good. Now,
yeah.
If you're out there also with your cards and you have a set of cards, you know, pull a card as we're doing it and add to the messages and guidance that you're receiving. So it's always nice to bring validation through. Okay, here we go for Brenda.
So, Brenda, for you, we have Archangel Ariel stepping forward to, she's helping you to stay your ground with peace, and whatever might be happening in your life at this moment, know that you have her guidance and her support, and this is a time for you to set yourself, you put yourself and say, okay, this is what I really feel, what I really want, and it could be a peaceful way, and perhaps you are not knowing who are your friends around you. So just know that the people that are surrounding you are your true friends, and you can trust the people that are around you are the people that you can count. And if there is some relationships that have gone in the back a little bit, don't worry so much about that. The angels will always put you the right people in the right situations, the right places for each one of us and in our path. So trust that the people around you, they are guiding you, the angels are guiding you, they are protecting you, and it is time for you to voice yourself to say, okay, this is what I feel, and you can do this in a really, really peaceful way because you have Archangel Ariel with you, so she's guiding you through this, and know that everything will be fine, and you can just say this little prayer. Thank you, Ariel, for helping me stand my ground with peace, and this is going to bring you that inner peace that you're looking for. So I hope this resonates with you, Brenda. That's what I got here.
Okay. Well, I think what the cards that sort of fell out of my deck as I was listening with you with the intention for Brenda, a couple of things came up, and it's time to collaborate. It was with the ant spirit, and it's kind of fun because when you're talking about all the friends, well, this ant spirit is really about the benefits of partnership in your community and your tribe. So, and this again reminds us to build that relationship and trust, you know, in your most important partnerships and friendships with this card. So right now there's an intention. When you set your intention, Brenda, it will definitely come to fruition if you remain awake and focused in on that. And with others. So, you know, I love this card because connecting with others and having accountability, you know, other people, maybe accountability partners that some people might have out there can be very helpful. But it's the message really is to practice and what is it saying to me? I'm just trying to go intuitively as well here for you, Brenda, is that it's okay to ask for help. That's what I'm saying. So if you need a little help or a helping hand, even in the smallest thing, you know, I know you have a huge group of fabulous people that surround you. But remember that you don't always have to do it by yourself. And so everything is here to working to support you right now. And then I pulled another card from a different deck, and this really, I feel, is important for you as well, Brenda, is that continue to develop that practical intuition that you have, because I feel that it's really, the angels are here to really try to assist you at this time to take and connect that light to the spirit even deeper than you already are with spirit and with the angels in the universe. So what it, I feel is that it, just to really step into that positive practice of working your intuition and keeping that connection with your angel team. And, you know, really know that and don't question. I think what you hear is, you might like to say, is I'm intuitive or now and my messages are clear, and ask for those messages to keep coming clear for you. I know that you are connected. This is just an affirmation and message that you need to pay attention a little bit more and just believe how that you are actually capable of these connections and sharing that. So even you may need to share some of these messages with your friends. So I hope that helps, Brenda. Thank you so much for calling in. These are some wonderful cards that hope resonate with you and maybe others as well. So thank you so much. Okay, so that we had some beautiful messages, and I'm just going to check my thoughts here, because when we set out these beautiful intentions and positive thoughts, I always like to see what happens around us. And I wanted to say, sometimes when we do positive thoughts and changing, we may change our vibration in an instant, but perhaps it doesn't always show up in a moment. There's kind of like a time lapse to our positive thinking. So sometimes it'll come immediately. You know, you're putting yourself, you're feeling, and all of a sudden you just see the flow happening, or you see someone's flow just moving through, and it comes through because they believe it, they feel it, the energy's flowing. But sometimes until we actually really take that in, it may take a little while to find it, find us. And sometimes it's timing. Sometimes we also need to realize that the universe will never not give us what is ours, but just may not be in the same time that we expect it, you know. So be patient. So intention this week for me has been patience, and I want to share that with you as well, because and it gives you time. So sometimes also when you don't receive what you think you want right away, it could also be a blessing. So just one of those things that just came to mind that I thought, well, I should share that with you as well. So I am going to just continue with maybe what I'd like to do is let's pull a card for everyone. And let's take that a moment to say, what is in everyone's highest good and to create the highest vibrational match for all of us. So, Claudia, let's pull a card for the group as a whole that is listening here now or in the replay. So, I am perfect. So, the card that I will, let's see, well, just let's see what comes up here. And the conversation is like continually raising that vibration, reframing our thoughts. And so that's what we are going to do here today. So, okay.
Right. The divine timing, right, that we always talk about, divine timing.
Divine timing. Oh, fantastic. Go ahead.
So, like, leap of faith, the message for everyone here is just think, just trust. Like Angie's been saying through the whole this time, it is just trust that you are ready, and the angels are helping you, guiding you, and they're more than happy to help you to go in this leap of faith at this moment. So whatever that might be for you to bring that joy, you know, if sometimes it is just to take the 5 minutes and go outside and ground yourself and hug a tree, and that can just give you the power and energy that you need to take these big decisions to do those changes, perhaps. Right now we are going all through changes, so maybe right now it is presented to you the opportunity to change your work or change your home or a complete routine, your habits, you know, that you have every day. So trust that if you're inspired by something new, go for it. Just trust, have faith that is divine guidance for you, and that's going to lead you towards the path that you want to go and exactly where you're heading, because the angels will always guide you and the way that is best for in our highest good, basically. So just trust. Just take that leap of faith, and you're ready. They're just holding you, putting those angel wings in your back, and go for it.
Well, let's add to that. What I feel with the card that I pulled here too is that it's really to know that you have so much strength and that you have the ability to break through some of the stubbornness here. The card is the Rhino Spirit card, so it's overcoming any obstacle. So today, if we're talking about overcoming the positive thought, you're like the lower vibrating energy, the self-talk, the doubt, and all of that. So this card really tells you it's time to come and seek out how you can overcome. So these obstacles, and it can be in any multitude. So maybe today, if you're out there, just that one thing that you'd like to shift, and by just deliberately setting an intention or setting a shift in your day can transform and just allow you to remove any, just transform your whole being. So this card comes up at a perfect time, and it says to really to stop limiting yourself. And a lot of us, you know, think, oh, we can't, it's not me. Well, that's where you might need to bust that negative self-talk. We all have the ability to dream and to remove those obstacles. It's really important to be creative, just as Claudia is sending from the angels. Be creative and find the magic to make a way around it, perhaps. You are powerful right now. This card and this energy that I'm feeling wants to remind you that, you know, obstacles appear everywhere. A lot of times you just need to change that direction, right? Look another way. And keep in mind that something also is better along the way. When something doesn't show up for you exactly the way it is, perhaps it's because there's something better coming for you and awesome. So what I would like to bring around here is that there's so much love, and the universe and the angels and everything wants the best for you. So really take a moment and set that intention. Be clear on what you want and feel it, and you will overcome that obstacle. So I hope that resonates with all of you. Thank you so much for pulling those cards, Claudia. We've got some time here, so if anyone wants to call in, we do have some time available, and we'll continue to read cards, 646-595-4274 or on the air at telus.net. So I want to just continue with that. The idea that people, the law of attraction really is as strong or stronger than gravity. And I mentioned that at the beginning. And it's with us 24/7. So when you think it's not paying attention, let me tell you, law of attraction is always paying attention. So if you're putting out, you know, doubtful thoughts and just really sort of playing things down, perhaps, just know that the universe is paying attention and will give you what you're looking for. So we will attract what we are putting out. So what we're talking about today is instantly changing that energy. So, when you understand that it's stronger than gravity, that's a lot of pull. That the universal law of attraction is incredible. You've probably read, many people have read books, or you've heard about it, and I really want to just say, if you can switch that energetic thought from perhaps I have to do something to I get to do something, just think about that for a moment. Changing that in an instant. I have to do my laundry. Well, if you switch it out, right, Claudia, I get to do my laundry. You already see the difference in that feeling. So
I think that, you know, the power, like you were saying, you know, like energy is everywhere in our words, our frequency, and the frequency is exactly what we will send out there. So if we speak with limited, you know, wording, that's exactly what we can experience as well, too. And I would like to share one thing for people is sometimes we forget, you know, to take the moment and, you know, bring us into this smile and everything. And the other hand, if you feel like you are not getting what you want or things are not working out, one good thought that you can, or one good question that you can do to yourself is like, what is the quality of my thoughts? You know, what am I? And then you can go from there, and it will bring you back to that moment, and then you can say, oh, okay, I got it right here. Maybe I just, you know, I was thinking this way. That's another way that we can just change our perspective and see how we are doing things.
Okay, Claudia, we have a very short period of time here. We've got a couple of other cards calling from Courtney, BC. We have Ellen from the UK and Diane from Boston. So I'm going to pull, I just was shuffling with Pauline in mind. I'm going to pull the card, and Pauline from Courtney, BC. I know that place. So the card that comes for you today is the Owl Spirit, and it's a beautiful card. You see clearly now. So a card that reminds you that the wisdom within you is informed by your keen sense of wisdom and consciousness that we share. So even in the darkest night, the owl sees clearly and is guided to every sense it has, including the first sense of intuition. So right now, you are your sensitivities, your intuition is on target and in turbocharge right now. So receiving messages from all directions. So just really pay attention. And I know that this one is about reading between the lines and what's invisible to the naked eye or can't be heard. It's you have that sense that is you understand what's happening. So this is a confirmation that your knowledge is available to you and clarity will come to you as you sit with all of these senses around you. So pay attention to your intuition, let your wisdom arise and to be your guide. It's real. And to provide, and that's here to provide you with more clarity. So in your relationships, your finances, and your job, whatever it is, right now you can see the truth right through it. So I will leave you with that. Thank you so much, Pauline, for your request. Okay, Claudia.
What was the name? I'm sorry.
And we are, the next one is Ellen from the UK, and hopefully we'll get to Diane, too, before we have to finish up the show.
Yeah. All right. So, Ellen, let's see what the angels have for you today. Today, you have such a, everything is happening your right now for you. Divine timing, it is happening, and you are noticing. Things are just things are falling into place for you, and know that you have that inner power to create anything that you've been thinking and everything that you've been wanting. So know that you have all that energy with you. You can just step out the door and manifest anything that you are desiring. Everything is in the right place and the right time for you right now. And so go for it. There is so much energy of harmony and peace with you. And know that any conflict that perhaps you might be surrounded by, everything it is being taken care of. So just for you to step out and manifest your wildest dreams. I hope that resonates with you, Ellen. And thank you for your request.
And thank you for calling in or sending a message in all the way from the UK. That's our farthest request so far. So thank you so much, Ellen. Diane from in Boston, I pulled a card for you here, a beautiful, fun one. So it really is a great way to end the cards today. It's the Sandpiper Spirit, and the Sandpiper Spirit is all about being playful. And being playful and poking their beaks into the sand. They're like little clowns, and so they dart in and off of the and chase the waves. So when this card appears, it's a sign that it's time for you to engage in your playfulness. And wherever that, whatever you've been doing beforehand, it's really time just to start doing things with lightness and a little more lightness of being, light and joy. So explore the familiar, discover the new and the old. Now, that's always a great thing, just seeing with new eyes. And just treasure what is coming for you. There's a lot of laughter. So give yourself and let yourself laugh and have fun. And that's, I think, a message for all of us here today before we leave. Sandpiper Spirit is all about happy and being curious and nature, and to help you feel rejuvenated as you remember your ability to fly and run and dance playfully. I hope that really resonates with you today, Diane. This has been a lot of fun today. I want to say thank you to Claudia and let you all know that she is, before we end this, that she's putting on a beautiful free webinar, how your chakras can change your life. I'm sorry, Claudia. And she's presenting that this August 17th in Spanish and August 21st in English. If you're interested to join Claudia's free webinar, you just need to go to claudiasarrarin.com, claudiasarrarin.com. And there you will find in her events this beautiful free webinar that you can join. And just so that I spell her last name again, Claudia Sarrarin, SARSAARINEN.com. Claudia, thank you so much for being here with me today. I really, really appreciate having you on.
No, thank you so much for having me, Angie. It's always a pleasure. And I'm sending you lots of hugs. And to everyone, thank you for being here, and let's go have fun today.
What a great thing. So thank you so much for listening today to today's episode. I so appreciate it. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me on my Facebook page, Angie Bell Spiritual Medium. Your reviews, your insights are so appreciated, and keeps this content growing. If you're already following me, share this podcast with your stories or with your people. I love reading and reposting the insights you got from the episode. So keep shining your beautiful light and manifesting your wildest dreams. Stay positive out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Stay focused. Stay strong. News for the Soul will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realm to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder, journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. we are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul Broadcasting to uncover deeper truths and techniques to best maneuver through these very challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve you in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover new hosts and radio shows, and to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interview with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive, empowered focus are crucial elements right now for us all. Stay focused. Stay strong. For over 20 years, we've known this simple concept to be true. What you focus on expands. That is more important than ever in 2020 and beyond. In times of social distance and lockdown, we must connect with our community more deeply and more often, and we are here for you. Our live shows and our show archives are always totally free to hear anytime. Just go to newsforthesoul.com to tune in and find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so that others can avail themselves of this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com. Stay focused. Stay strong.